Well, I think it did incredibly well up until about 2005. It also had a huge afterlife on, well, or life on the web. I mean, it was one of the probably the program that revolutionized webcasting, the ability to watch something live. In fact, it's said that there was a complete breakdown at the Nasty Nick moment because people could watch it on their computers in the office. But A, the world caught up with them. Secondly, I think that the coup de grace, in a way, was delivered by actually the celebrity Big Brother version in the January of 2007, which came to be known as a sort of this very nasty racist program when there was this kind of stand-up confrontation between Shilpa Shetty and Jade Goody and her family. I don't think it ever really recovered its bounce after that.
Julian Bellamy, the head of Channel 4, has said that Big Brother will leave a huge hole in its schedules. How will Channel 4 fill that?
Well, he's right. I mean, one of the other factors that you could say contributing to people's boredom with Big Brother is that they expanded it too much. So it was taking up over 125, spread over 125 days when you added in the celebrity Big Brother and the summer Big Brother. So as event television, it became much too long an event, if you like, and bored people. The other side of it is that they have a lot of programming slots. E4 in particular very much flourished on the back of Big Brother initially. So both E4 and Channel 4 do have very big challenges. On the other hand, Big Brother is costing Channel 4 at the moment at least £60 million a year. So despite the fact advertising revenue is falling anyway, it frees up an estimated £50 million a year by 2011 to invest in new programming.
And might another television channel show Big Brother?
I think it's highly possible because even now it's still profitable for Channel 4. When it was last being renegotiated, Channel 4 had to bid against All We Think, and ITV never actually put in a bid, but ITV were interested. There are a range of digital channels, maybe even Channel 5, who might be interested. I haven't heard of anything yet because this is very early days, even though, as I say, for people in the know, this decision doesn't really come as a surprise.